We're very pleased to be joined by our next guest tonight, a special night at Lambeau Field, and he's been part of many special days and nights there at Lambeau Field. Number four gets retired, one of the greats of all time. Brett Favre will be honored at halftime of what should be, it could be colder. We always know it could be colder at Lambeau Field for Bears-Packers. One of his favorite targets and a fantastic Green Bay Packer for the 8 seasons he played there is Antonio Freeman. He joins us now on Brady and Walker, coast to coast on Sportsnet 360. Antonio, thanks for taking the time to do this. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How is everything in your world and watching the Packers this year? Kind of a return to form last week. You must have been pleased to see a big bounce back for Aaron Rodgers in the offense after the previous 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a thrill to watch him come back. You know, everybody doesn't realize that life is full of adversity. There's ups and downs, and there's never any smooth sailing unless you're the Patriots or the Panthers right about now. But, you know, there are going to be some times where guys don't play well. There's going to be games that teams lose that they had every opportunity to win. And, you know, that's why sports is sports. And that's why they made the movie Any Given Sunday, because the worst team can play like the best team and the best team can play like the worst team on any given Sunday. You know, right now we're right here in Green Bay at the Radisson Hotel just enjoying some fraternity time with a lot of the former players that played with Brett Favre. We got about 30 different former players from those championship teams, and just going to celebrate all the achievements of Favre and also the Green Bay Packers.
It was really something to watch your group play, and we'll talk a lot about that. You played a lot of playoff games with this team. Getting to the playoffs isn't easy. It's the hardest. Baseball's close, but it's a really hard thing to get through those 16 games. And like you said, be on top of it week after week. How do teams stay together when they do face that adversity? 2 games lost in a row, 3 games lost in a row. Sometimes it's about who you play, when you play them. Night game, is the other team on a roll as well? There's so much situational with the schedule because you don't see everybody.
Well, you get to see those guys every day at practice. You know, you get to see those guys through tough times, like training camp when there's nobody else around. You have 2 practices a day. You're missing your family, and you're missing your wife or a significant other, and your friends and your old neighborhood, and just the fun things you used to do. So you know that everybody in that locker room is battle-tested, because you know everyone in that locker room has gone through the same exact thing. So when you go through those dark places and you go through those low points in the season, you realize, and it really rises to the point that you realize we got a brotherhood here. If I'm down, my brother's going to pick me up. My brother's not going to let me stay down, because we all want to win. So it's kind of, we're in this thing together. We started in the beginning of it, and we're going to ride it until the end. And that's how you know, because you know the skill set, the character, the fight. You know that in each individual on that team, just from being around them and going through the battle together.
Antonio Freeman, our guest, Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers, multi-time Pro Bowler as well. We've talked before, Antonio, about Brett's, a lot of people have, about Brett's improvisational skills, changing plays, audibling, even, you know, the check down wasn't exactly for him. He always wanted the big strike, and you were one of the best guys to throw it to. How much did you change in a given play? Because hockey and baseball, there's no script, there's no play. Even basketball, there's a lot of moving parts. But you'd say, I know what I'm doing on this play, but you'd have a sense, this isn't going to work. I can do something different and get open for Brett.
Those things go to film study. You see guys on the field, but you don't really see the time that goes into film study and isolated meetings between quarterbacks and wide receivers, isolated meetings between quarterbacks and offensive linemen. Those are the crucial times, and when you're able to have those meetings in the facility and have an iconic quarterback that might say, hey, let's all meet up at my house. Mm-hmm. Let's go over some third down looks. Hey, look, guys, let's go out to dinner, and afterwards, you know, let's open a can of film and you know, watch the first 15 plays from last week. And those are the things that brought us together, is the love and respect that we have for him and his leadership. Because he was a film rat. He watched a bunch of film even before we got there most mornings. So part of his part of that just rubbed off on us and made us all evolve into a better team, a better machine.
Antonio Freeman, kind enough to join us. Brady and Walker, Cross the Country, Sportsnet 360, right here in Toronto, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Brett Favre getting his number retired tonight. When you think about that group and how special it was, and you had great players on defense, I talked about Reggie White a little bit just a little bit ago, the late great Reggie White. Do you look and say, there could have been that second Super Bowl, there could have been three, or do you look and say there's a lot of great ones, a lot of examples of the Dan Marinos of the world who got to one as a youngster, never could get back again. Jim Kelly goes 4 years in a row and none of those Buffalo Bills teams, lots of Hall of Famers, none of them could even win one. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're all sitting here, like I said, about 30 guys who played down there, defensive guys, offensive guys, Frank Winters, Tremura Brooks, Derek Mays, Bernardo Williams, you know, just a bunch of guys that, like I said, yeah, Mike Pryor, just a bunch of guys who went through that battle with us. And, you know, we're all sitting around. We're still talking about that Denver game and just how we had chances to win. And, you know, was it our poor play or was it Coach Holmgren about to take a job in Seattle? You know, we just had those conversation. We talk about the Terrell Owens catch. Mm-hmm. That we should have won that game and sent us home. And, you know, the great thing is we aren't the Buffalo Bills. We do have a Super Bowl to celebrate. We do have Super Bowl caliber times that we can always share together as well. So, yeah, you think about the what ifs and, you know, maybes, but at this point in time when the game gets away from us and we all go our separate ways and become family people, we just enjoy these moments.
Antonio Freeman, our guest, how did you feel watching and did you get a good view of it? You're getting ready to go back on the field in that Patriots Super Bowl. They've just scored and they're getting closer. It's 27-21 and you get the Desmond Howard 99-yard kickoff return. Like, offensive players are ready to go. You want to see where the ball is. You want to see where the field position is. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting again for a while. But man, you get a 2-point conversion as well, and now you're up 14 instead of 6. Tell me how that felt in that game, biggest game of your life.
You know, you really don't think about that. You just try to execute the next play, and you really don't think about point spreads or you know, you're just really focused on how can I be better the next play. You know, it's just like a 11-man. Thing that has to work. You know, everyone has to work together in unison, but whenever you can get a lead by 14 in the Super Bowl and then you have one of your best players and one of the most iconic figures on our team, Reggie White, then go down and lay in 3 sacks on the opposing quarterback just to close out what was not only a Super Bowl but a great ride for him as well. So in the final clips was just to see Reggie White taking that trophy and running around that stadium with it like a little kid at Christmas. And we knew that's one of the things that drove us when we got here, is our desire to bring one of the greatest players ever, a Super Bowl. So that really, you know, said a lot about our situation as a team and our leadership.
Tell me about the Bears rivalry. I feel like you guys won a lot more games against them.
I won't even. During my era, there was no rivalry.
That's what I mean.
During this new team's time, there's no era. There was definitely a rivalry in the 80s. We just talked about that, Robert Brooks and myself, just about the losing season, so how the Bears had our number and how everyone still hypes up the Bears-Packers, but hey, we got their number pretty much if you look at the numbers over the last 20 years. But, you know, it's just one of those inner state things where there's bragging rights and there's people on different borders that reside in the opposing city. So there's always bragging rights and things like that.
Like, would you talk about with the players today in their honoring Brett? San Francisco and Dallas were almost bigger rivals. What a massive regular season game that always was. You'd always meet those two teams in the playoffs. Those were the three great franchises when you were at your best, the Packers, the Cowboys, the Niners, right?
But you got to think, you know, back then, still nothing. Back then, you know, there wasn't social media. So, hey, if we lost to Dallas, if we lost to San Francisco, they'd have to write us a letter. And it would take 4 to 5 days to get to us. for real taunting. You know, nowadays it's social media. It's all the fans. You can represent your fanism and your whatever team you like, and it's instant now. You know, so back then you had the sister state right across the state from you. Mm. It was more intense. You might see somebody at the grocery store, at work the next day, at school the next day. So it was a more personal situation, more than the rivals that we had trying to overcome those losses to the Packers and Cowboys mm-hmm. and to the San Francisco. That's what our dilemma was. We didn't look at those as rivalries. We just looked at those as teams that we needed to get past to get to our ultimate goal.
10 playoff touchdowns for Antonio Freeman, a ton of playoff wins. One last question before you go. My partner, Andrew, is a huge Packers fan, but here's what he's doing today, and I want you to tell me if thumbs up, thumbs down. I don't think it's acceptable, but you tell me if I'm being too harsh. He's at the Lions-Eagles game, and he's wearing a Lions jersey just to fit in and be a populist. I think this is extremely bad form if he's a lifetime Packers fan. Am I right about this or not?
Just don't take pictures, buddy. Don't post it on social media, and you'll be okay. No one will ever know. So, you know, like I said, that's the difference between yesteryear and today, social networking. Hey, if you don't pose in any pictures and you don't jump in anybody's picture, you might be able to get back home safely, take that jersey off, and pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, I know. It's a risk-reward thing. I'm worried. There's people out there with Antonio Freeman Eagles jerseys, though. I know you know that, even though things aren't going well for that team right now. They remember you there having a cup of coffee there. We can't thank you enough. You were a hell of a player for Brett, hell of a target, and it's going to be a really, really fun night to watch all you guys, all you guys that were great mid-90s Packers be part of this. Thanks for doing this for us today.
Thanks for having me.